We have a couple of special guests joining the show this afternoon, Dr. Adenara and Dr. Turnbull from Stonebridge Vet. We're talking about senior pets and some age-related issues for our pets here today. Let's start with you, Dr. Adenara. What types of foods should we be feeding our senior pets?
Typically, senior pets, as they age, they need some special nutrient requirement. And we do know that there is a lot of commercially available ones in the market. Mature consorts is one of them, or any of the food designated as senior pet diet. Those would be appropriate for both dogs and cats.
Do they need supplements then? And if so, what types?
Yes, some may require supplements in the form of glucosamine, chondroitin, MSN. Some may need omega-3 fatty acids in their meals or as supplements. Those should be good as a normal supplement for aging pets.
As with humans, you know, as we get older, we get a little bit stiffer. I'd imagine cats and dogs would be the same. Is there something we can do to make them feel a little bit better and more comfortable in that respect?
The food would be an important one. The supplements would be good. Some may require additional supplements like vitamins and mineral supplements. They do help as we age. And some may require some additional supplement that help with the brain, especially amino acids. Those are there in the market.
What happens if one of our pets needs a procedure, have to go under anesthesia? Is there a risk involved with older senior pets?
Yeah, typically, even whether old or young, there's usually that risk of anesthesia. I put it as risk of animals going to some form of issues or the other, but it's more with aging patients. So what we typically request every individual pet going under to go through is to do some blood work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that gives us a bit of information regarding their liver values, regarding their kidney values, regarding the ability to kind of transport oxygen to the brain, to the liver, to the kidneys when they're under. But once they're under, the heartbeat is a little bit lower, even though we do also recommend some fluid therapy when they go under to pop up the heartbeat, therefore delivering oxygen to the necessary organs, especially brain, liver, and the kidneys.
All right. If you have any more questions, if you have a senior pet and you want any more answers, so make sure to get a hold of Stonebridge Vet. Let's bring in you, Dr. Turnbull. As our pets get older, should we be vaccinating them?
Yeah, absolutely. So vaccines are important regardless of the age of the pet. So as senior pets get older, they tend to not be able to fight off those infections as well as they used to, and oftentimes senior pets are at a higher risk for having some underlying diseases, kind of further impacting their ability to fight off those diseases. And some of them are lifestyle dependent, so if they're not going out to the dog park, then you can chat with your vet to see what vaccines are right, but definitely still important to keep them up to date.
Okay, so what are some of the signs then that my pet's starting to get a little bit older now?
Yeah, so that really depends on the pet. So there's some normal signs of aging, so it's normal to see a little bit of slowing down, a little bit more sleeping, but it's also important to keep in mind that if you're seeing some of these sudden changes, then it might be an indication that something else is going on, but there's lots of things you can do at home to kind of keep them comfortable and happy.
What about pain? I know cats, it's tough to tell. Dogs, it might be a little bit easier, but what are some of the signs of pain?
No, absolutely. It can be kind of tricky to determine when your pet's in pain. And like you said, cats are tricky because they like to hide it. So for cats in particular, if you notice things like decreased scratching behavior, maybe they're not able to get inside of their litter box, that sort of thing, it can indicate some pain. And then also, you know, slow to rise for dogs. They're not able to go on as long of walks before they get tired, and just decreased enthusiasm with playing are some big ones to keep an eye out for.
All right. One last question, Doctor. What is the criteria for a senior pet?
Mm-hmm. So there's no clear-cut answer for that, but typically we say that for cats, it's 10 years and up. For smaller breed dogs, also 10. And then for larger breeds, it's 7 as they age a bit faster.
All right. If you have any questions on anything we talked about here today, make sure to get a hold of a Stonebridge Vet. They'll be happy to help you and answer. And how do we get a hold of you guys?
You can give us a call at 306-244-2815. You can also check out our website, and we have more information there.
And the website is?
Yeah, StonebridgeVetHospital.com.
All right. Thank you, doctors.